It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. It's wonderful to have the company. And believe me, I'm not alone in the studio today. With me, Robert I. Key Aubrey Lowe, who is a guest curator. Would that be the proper term?
That is correct.
And Rachel Adams, Bemis Chief Curator and Director of Programs from the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts, both joined me live. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Just want to make sure your microphone was on. And there's a new program, so July 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m., the exhibition opening reception and performance of the Inner Ear Vision, Sound as Medium. Well, that's a bit of a mouthful. Before we get to understand exactly what that's all about, I want to ask Rachel, what drew you to bring Robert in to help out with this?
Well, the Bemis Center, as maybe you remember, is starting a new sound, art, and experimental music program. So we're in the midst of the launch of that this year. And with this exhibition, we wanted to be able to introduce the Omaha community to the various aspects of sound art and experimental music. Rob, along with Maria Bustek and Raven Chacon, who's our inaugural sound art resident, co-curated the exhibition because we really wanted to rely on their expertise as practitioners in this field.
Okay. So, Robert, when we're talking about an exhibition of sound, art as sound, what does that mean to you?
Well, sound. It's interesting because sound is sound art has been around for some time, and when you think about sound or things that are translated in the form of music, say for example, music is the most universally accepted art form because everyone understands sound. Even if you're hard of hearing or you're deaf, you have a heartbeat, so you understand rhythm inherently. You understand sound. For me, sound is a tricky thing for exhibitions. And I feel like you have to be careful when you step into it because you want to be able to engage people in a way that will draw them in because it's something that, you know, they may not understand initially, but you don't want to have works that are intimidating to people. And you want them to be compelled to spend time with them.
Let me get really simplistic on this because my mind is so small. Because my mind is very small. For example, sound as a visual medium, right? Mm-hmm. It sounds like an oxymoron until I say the word gong.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at a gong, you can hear the gong in your head without anybody striking it, right? Yeah. Is this where we're going? Is this part of what is happening for the experience?
I think that is a possibility, but for me, it was really important to be able to explore the relationship between the ephemeral and the tangible, you know, sort of things that you can touch and things that are time-based that are existing as moments and sort of tie those things together. So a lot of the works in the show have a relationship to the eye as well as the ear. There are certain objects that are, for all intents and purposes, instruments or sculptural objects that make sound. And not only is it the craft of building the object, but the sound that it makes or potentially could make. There are installations that are meant to dampen sound or to engage silence.
Okay. And which is silence sort of is a sound, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So These are all things that are were meant to be considered.
Sure. Is in viewing some of these things that can potentially make sound, is that where some of the artistic tension comes in? Is the potential of what the sound could be made, and yet somebody's not necessarily producing that sound from that object. We are viewing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it's dealing with this concept of possibilities, with intention. So these things are really interesting to me, and it's a really nice proposal, I think, to have an object where you can't necessarily hear it, but you can imagine what it would be.
It's fascinating. It's July 11th. It's 6 to 8 p.m. The Inner Ear Vision Sound as Medium, and that is at the Bema Center for Contemporary Arts, 724 South 12th Street. What's the website?
BemaCenter.org.
That sounds pretty simple to me, Rachel. Rachel, Robert, thank you very
much.
I really appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.